John Stein, a.k.a. Johnny Mullet, has always been crazy about fast cars and big trucks. But in the past year, this self-described country boy has put aside the hot rods and four-wheel drive pickups and bought an old Chevy Metro with a tiny three-cylinder engine. He made a few changes to make it more aerodynamic, such as taking off the passenger side mirror and even the radio antenna. And Stein also started driving really slowly. It took a while for Johnny Stein's wife to come around to these changes.
What did you think at first?
At first,
I'm a nerd. You're crazy.
I was a big nerd. I thought, oh my gosh.
What are you doing to my car?
That all changed pretty quickly as prices at the pump went up. Her nerd went from geek to chic.
You know, anything to save gas. We have a big truck. It's costing us over $160 a week and fuel. But when we got 57 miles to the gallon, I was just like, wow, what a difference.
Stein is meeting today with about 20 other motorheads from Ohio, Pennsylvania, and as far as Virginia. They've gathered at a state park to check out each other's souped-down rides. The parking lot is not lined with macho muscle cars with 20-inch rims. These guys drive refurbished Ford Festivas, Geo, and Chevy Metros on the skinniest tires possible. Paul Kimes says they're just trying to save a few bucks on gas, but his wife isn't completely sold on this hop.
Now, ask her.
Straight up, there it was.
The lady in the green shirt, ask her. She'll tell you my name is Cheap Bastard.
Kimes says his wife does appreciate the gas-saving tips. She's picked up 5 miles per gallon just by keeping up the tire pressure, changing the oil regularly, and adjusting the nut behind the wheel.
You are the nut behind the wheel.
Yeah.
Once you adjust your attitude and your driving style, you can get incredible mileage.
So what do we need to change behind the wheel? John Stein is going to give us a few tips. First, pay attention to your aerodynamics.
So it's pretty warm. Am I allowed to have the windows open?
The windows open when we're sitting is fine. As I'm driving, I like to keep them up unless it is very hot.
Open windows are bad for aerodynamics. Air conditioning wastes gas. So there are sacrifices. You might get a little sweaty. Just carry some extra deodorant. Everyone here today drives cars with a stick shift because it means better gas mileage. Stein does whatever he can to keep momentum and not stop at a traffic light. That can mean coasting very slowly up to an intersection. Some guys here say it's been tough to adjust their driving habits, to drive slowly, especially when the driver behind them is bearing down on the bumper in a race to the office. Kevin Petro of Detroit says he knows it irritates other drivers, but that's their problem.
Just say, hey, go around. Go around. We're in no hurry.
Petro says he doesn't care since he's getting more than 52 miles per gallon. What's your mileage? He didn't even have to buy a hybrid.
And people just can't believe that I'm getting that, you know, when you got all the newer Priuses and the Honda Insights and all that. And these people are shelling out $20,000, $25,000, to get good gas mileage with these hybrid vehicles, which is fine. You got the money to do it. That's great. And, save the environment and but I can do it. $500 car and I'm getting better mileage than them.
And while you might complain about their slow driving, they might just beat you home. They won't have to make a pit stop at the pump. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.